To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Staying hydrated is one of the most important ways to keep your skin healthy and glowing. And David, I love my water. How about you?
I
know, I really do. It's my favorite drink.
What's funny is I, you know, we talk about how I've made health changes in my life. I used to drink a ton of soda every day and eventually learned. I know.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. That's horrible. I'm sorry. I'm not judgmental. Well, I am about soda, but I'm going to try not to be.
You're not judgmental, but let me judge you. Okay. No, soda is probably the worst of it because it's not hydrating the body. And the problem is, I'm sure there's some listeners out there who think, I know I'm supposed to drink all these glasses of water every day to hydrate the body. And I know the benefits of it, but I can't get myself to do it. And so what I started doing is getting a little bit of lemon, especially when I go to restaurants. I only squeeze a couple drops in. I wipe it on the rim of the glass, so I have a little bit of flavor with it. The other is now and then I'll keep some juices in the house. I'll put a couple drops of a juice at the bottom of the glass and fill the rest with water. And the real goal is to really be able to drink all this water and have it flavored to some level. Because a lot of people don't drink enough water, and a lot of people don't realize our body is really comprised of 70% water. And so it's imperative that you hydrate the skin and that we lose 2 liters of water every day. I mean, we would just lose it through different things. And so, you know, a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, well, I want to touch on that lemon water for a moment. I just want to say there's so many great benefits. It boosts your immune system. It balances your pH. It helps with weight loss and aids digestion. It helps clear up your skin and hydrates the lymph system. There's so many great things about drinking, putting lemon in water. The one thing you want to be careful of is your teeth. So you do want to use a straw if you drink a lot of lemon water. My husband makes lemon water all the time. And every time he does it, I'm like, oh, I've got to do that. And then I forget. So this is reminding me. But I bought straws for my 8-year-old, but now he uses them because that way it helps protect your teeth. So I'm so glad you do the lemon water.
I'll give you one more. When you're out at a restaurant, whether you're drinking tea, water, whatever, before they cut up the fruit, squeeze a little bit out, wipe it on the rim, but do not drop it in the glass. You don't know if that lemon's been handled by somebody with clean hands. You don't know if it's been washed.
Oh, that's
and dropping
great.
Your drink, yeah, dropping it in your drink certainly is not the answer. And so as we talk about harmful things, that's just one quick tip. So squeeze it a little bit, get what you need out of that lemon, and put it aside and move on. But let's keep going about other hazards.
I'm so glad you said that.
Water. Yeah. The tap water is it now. A lot of restaurants use purified water, which is great. You can get bottled water if you want, and we'll talk about bottled water in a second. But what most people do not realize is that the water out of the tap can have as much as 300 different contaminants. I mean, that's mind-boggling, because let's face it, our own government puts fluoride in our water, and that's for our own good, of course. But fluoride, too much of it is not the greatest thing for us. The other is they've got to kill all the germs and bacteria, and so another ingredient that you can find in your water is chlorine, just like you put in your swimming pool. And I know it's low levels, but chlorine, there is no regulatory levels of this that they cannot put in extra. In other words, we make skincare, let's face it. And so one of the factories we were doing some work at, we had a problem with a product, and we started investigating and found out that the filters we used to purify the water had been blown out. And when we started backtracking and investigating, we talked to the city, and they said, now and then they have to dump extra chlorine into the water system to get it under control. And when they did, it blew out our filters. I said, wait a minute, if you dump that much in that it could harm some of our filters, don't you have to alert anybody? And they said, no, there's no government regulation where they would have to. And so all of a sudden, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's what I drink. And it changed from that day forward. I do not drink tap water because there's all kinds of things in it. You know, things I don't want, calcium and, there's all kinds of things in there that I do not want in my water. I want to control it. And so some people think the solution is bottled water. And that's a whole conversation on of itself. Bottled water has all kinds of, well, let's back up. There's two types of bottled water, and most people don't realize the difference.
I have a quick question to interject. So tell us what you do with your tap water. What if you put like a Brita filter or any type of, I just named that one because that one came to mind, but any kind of filter, will that make a difference? What do you
do? You're jumping right over my bottled water story. You're going right to the solution, and I love it.
Sorry.
No, it's perfect.
Well, I was curious,
I'm teasing you. I'm going to come back to bottled water because I think it's important people know. But the answer is purify it. Everything must be purified, from your ice to your water to your cooking water to the coffee water. Everything you use, filter it. If you can, put a filter on the entire house. You brush your teeth. I mean, everything. You'd see a difference when you bathe. But it's important. So put a filter on the whole house. If you can't, then get at least for your drinking water. You mentioned the particular Brita with a filter that you can put in the pitcher or whatever else. But the key is take control of it and start filtering it out. I like more stages of filters because the more you can remove, the better. So the better water purifier you can get, the happier you'll be. There's even something called reverse osmosis where they actually pump it backwards through the filters and they can even remove more. So I'm a strong believer in filtering everything out of the water that you can. Now, some people feel the solution is bottled water. So there's my transition back to where I was. The bottled water. And what most people don't realize, they think if they get bottled water, it's automatically safe for them. And that's not necessarily the answer. The question is, where did that bottled water come from? And so it's either got pictures of mountains on it, which makes you believe it's safe and that natural, but it has to be labeled. Is it from a natural source or a municipal source? Municipal source means it's tap water filtered, just like you and I were discussing. Okay? Except there is no regulation.
Well, how do you know?
It's going to say it on the bottle in small print. Ignore the graphics. Ignore the brand name. Okay, the brand name, just because it may have a pretty name or a pretty label, doesn't mean it's natural. It is labeled on there by law. It will say one of two things, from a natural source, or it will say from a municipal source or some variation of that wording. If it's municipal, it is tap water that's only been filtered. So it could have a pretty lake on the front, a pretty mountain on the front, or a picture of anything you'd like. That doesn't mean it if it says municipal. It's misleading. And so all you're getting is tap water, and there is no regulation saying that the filters must be changed so often or how many filters it goes through, et cetera, et cetera. So you're actually buying something that's not even as good as what you could be filtering at home. So if you want a natural product, then go with the natural source and make sure it says it on there. Other than that, you're wasting your money, and I'll go one further. You're harming the environment with all those plastic bottles going to the landfill.
Not to mention the BPA in the plastic bottles that, that's why I don't like to drink bottled water. So unless you can get a bottle that says, but get your own bottle, right? I mean, that's what I do. You get your own bottle, you fill it up at home with your purified water, and you bring it wherever you go.
Look for bottles that on the bottom say BPA free, okay? Or get your own bottle and refill it, as you said. The other thing is BPA is activated with heat, especially. And if you have a drink in there and it's out in the sun, which a lot of the bottled waters are stored in the heat of a truck or something, you're just activating it and that BPA goes into your system. And so you've hit on a very strong subject.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mention that because I don't buy bottled water very often, but we've had some, blizzards this year. And so I bought some and, I leave it in the car. Well, it's winter. It's okay. But knowing me, I'll leave it in the car through the summer. I'll completely forget about it. And then my daughter will grab a bottle of water and there you go.
And you're assuming it was bottled yesterday. It could have been bottled last year and sitting there. And so it has a long shelf life. It is packaged in a way that it can sit there. And so you don't know what it's been subjected to over whatever length of time. So bottled water is not my favorite unless it's from a natural source. And my favorite to go back to is as purified. Get a purifier.
All right. Now let's talk about hyaluronic acid. Am I saying that correctly? I know there's a lot of products for hydrating. That's something you'd put on the outside of your skin, I'm guessing.
Yes, it does. Hyaluronic acid is also known as sodium hyaluronurate. It's got various names. And so it can be an ingestible tablet, but topically it absorbs water from the air and binds into the skin. You've hit on a subject that's a whole other show, so we're going to have to come back to it in the future. But it is something that should be in every skincare. It should be topical, should even be in some the supplements. It is the greatest moisturizer for internal of the body. It is found in almost every cell of our body. So hyaluronic acid, we're going to have a whole nother show just talking about that.
Oh, that sounds great. I would love that. Good job. All right. So takeaway tips, get your water filtered, get it purified, stay away from bottled water, buy your own bottle. There's a nice glass bottle I've seen recently with like a kind of rubbery outside. So it has a nice grip to it. And just make sure to drink that water. Very, very important. Once again, I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack. And this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.